Hi there, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. This is Lupa speaking on a recorded line.
Hi, Lupa. I have a new claimant on the line, Amber Carter.
Amber Carter, I do see her information here, so thank you for that. I just want to confirm the phone number before you do disconnect. I have 678-515-6593. Is that correct?
Correct.
That's correct.
Thank you so much for that. You can transfer over.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, Amber. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, great, great. Well, my name is Lupe, speaking on a recorded line once again. I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit. Is that correct?
Yes.
All righty. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Righty. And then, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or most importantly, Amber, that you have not signed documents with another law firm? Is that correct?
Yes.
Alrighty, so you are willing to affirm. And then, have you used any hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then, were you diagnosed with a cancer after using hair relaxer?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then, if you don't mind me asking, what were you diagnosed with?
Stage one ovarian cancer.
Stage one ovarian. I'm really sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Oh, no worries. And then, would you be filing this claim for yourself?
Yes.
Alrighty. All right. And then, it's asking for the date when you were diagnosed for the ovarian cancer.
October 25th, 2023.
2023. So I got 10/25 of 2023.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for confirming that. 10/25 of 2023. 10/25, and then ovarian. And then, what state do you live in?
Texas.
Texas. Okay. Thank you for that. Bear with me here. Texas. Okay. All right, and then can you confirm your diagnosing doctor name?
Dr. Glenn Morgan.
Morgan. And then that would be in Texas, correct?
Yes, at HCA Houston Healthcare Northwest.
All right. When you said the first name Grand, is it spelled Grand or Grant with the T?
Oh, it's GLENN.
Oh, Glenn Morgan?
Yes,
Oh,
Glenn.
Glenn Morgan. Okay. Thank you for that.
No problem.
All right, I found it here. Doctor Glenn, GLENN, and then last name Morgan, Moran. Funny.
Morgan.
GAN, okay. Oh, yeah, Dr. Glenn L. Morgan. Found him here, actually. Thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem.
Alrighty. All right. And I was just saying for the diagnosing doctor address, I do see, I have an address for him here. It's 17070 Red Oak Drive, Suite 301, Houston, Texas.
No, that's not the
Okay.
address that I was.
No worries. Would you want to provide the hospital where you got diagnosed? I recall you saying it
Yeah.
earlier.
Yeah, it was the HCA Houston Healthcare Northwest.
Northwest, he said.
Yes.
Oh, HCA Houston Healthcare Northwest found it here. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
All right, so the address for that one I do have is 710 Cypress Creek Parkway, Houston, Texas, 77090.
Yeah, that's the one.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. The address. And then the phone number here I have on file on Google, I have 281-440-1000.
I have a different number for them.
Do you want to provide the one you have? That would be great.
Yeah, it's 281.
281.
985-5107.
All right, so I have 281-985-5107.
Yes.
Well, I'm not sure if they want the hospital number or because it's asking for a diagnosing doctor number, because on Google he has his own phone number as well for his office, but we'll go down with the number you have since it's part of the diagnosis.
Okay, yeah, facility. That's the number I have for the doctor, but
perfect.
Yeah, that's the one I have for him.
Perfect. Thank you so much for confirming that. All right, moving on.
No problem.
Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, absolutely.
Alrighty.
I was pretty much using it quarterly, about every 3 to 4 months.
3 to 4 months. Okay, so on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer before being diagnosed? On average, like per year, how many times? Yeah, per year.
About 4 to 5 times.
4 to 5? Okay. Would you want me to put down 5 for on average?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Okay. No worries. And then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
All righty. Then can you please provide me with your date of birth?
November 18, 1993.
Yes. All righty. So you said November 18, 1993. Okay. So 11/18/1993. Okay, put that down there. All right. Were you diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Oh no. I'm glad to hear that. So that would be a no. And then this is just a referral question. Did you have any other friends, family, or loved ones who were also using hair relaxer and was also affected?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of? Okay. No worries. And then what state did you use the hair relaxer? Would that be in Texas?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that. All right. And then this is just for your usage years. We're first going to start off when you first started using the hair relaxer, and then I'm going to ask you when you stopped using the hair relaxer, okay? So we're going to start off when you started.
I started around 2013.
2013 started? Okay.
Yeah.
And then what would
I stopped at the same year, 2023.
When you got that, okay. I see.
Yeah.
Pretty sorry to hear that. Quick question, though. When you first started in 2013, what would be the month, best of your knowledge, what would be the month when you started in 2013?
Like June.
June? Okay. So that would be 6. And then would it be the 1st of June of 2013? Just it's best to say, or would you have like a specific day you would want me to? Okay. The 1st of June.
I don't know. Yeah, we can do the 1st. Yeah.
1st. Okay. So about June 1st, 2013 is when you first started using hair relaxer. And when you stopped, I have 2023. What would be the best of your knowledge month that you stopped and the day? We can put the 1st as well if you're kind of unsure. But what would be the month when you stopped?
Yeah, let's July, around July 1st.
1st? Okay, July. So it would be 7-1. 7/1/2023 when you stopped. Okay. Perfect. And then how often did you use or apply these products? Was this like a weekly, monthly, 4 times per year? Those are the options it's asking.
About 4 times per year.
Okay. No worries. And then how many consecutive years have you used a hair relaxer? So it looks like it was 10 years. Was that did you use them like for 10 years consecutively?
Yes.
10, okay, so 10, that would be 10 years, okay. And did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Both.
Both, okay. If the chemical hair straightening process was done at home, where did you purchase the product from?
So usually like hair stores,
hair stores. Do you remember the
like
like
beauty
the
supply store.
Do you remember the name of them by any chance? Like, did you ever get them from Walmart, Target, any like
Yeah, I
any
got
known?
some. Yeah, I got some from Walmart,
Walmart
CVS.
and CVS. Okay, Walmart, CVS.
And I
CVS.
don't know the name of the beauty supply stores.
No worries. I'm gonna put Walmart, CVS, and other beauty supply stores. Walmart, CVS, and other beauty supply stores. Okay. If the process was done professionally, please provide the salon name, address, and phone number. Do you by any chance remember the salon name where you went to?
I don't remember.
No, no worries.
No, I don't remember.
Does not recall salon name. Okay, does not recall salon name. And then it's asking, do you currently use any hair relaxer products?
No.
No worries. And then, do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
No.
No worries. And then, which brand name products have you used? So I'm gonna name here a list that I have here. One of them being the most common that I hear is Dark and Lovely, Motions, Organic Root Simulator, Soft and Beautiful, Just for Me, Optimum, Cantu Shea Butter, Affirm, TCB, ORS, olive oil. Laura, there's plenty of more on the list. Just the ones you
Okay.
recall.
Soft and Beautiful, Just for Me, and Cream of Nature.
So soft and beautiful. Okay,
I
beautiful.
think I've that's another one. Soft Sheen.
Okay. Which one would be the one that you use like most frequently? Like what would
Probably Soft and Beautiful and
soft
Cream of Nature.
cream of nature. Okay. Alrighty. Cream. All right. So the main one you used was Soft and Beautiful, but I'm gonna name the other ones you were mentioning to me that you used as well. So one of them being Cream of Nature. Alrighty. What else would it be? I remember you mentioned another product. I have
Just
so Oh, Just for Me. Okay.
yeah.
Thank you for that. Just for me. Just for me. Okay. Soft. All right. And then, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Yes, okay. All righty. And then this is what type of treatment did you receive? Like, did you receive any chemotherapy, any pain medication, anything like that?
Yeah, I was given pain medication,
Okay.
morphine.
Morphine.
I did have to undergo chemo, and I had to. I'm sorry.
Oh no, you're fine. Keep going. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Sorry about that.
And I had a surgery, partial
Excuse me.
hysterectomy.
A surgery as well. Okay. So for the chemotherapy, we're gonna start there, okay? How many cycles did you receive? Do you recall? Was it like 6 cycles, 5 cycles, 4 cycles, 3?
I think it was five, yeah, a total of five.
5 cycles. Okay.
And I got it once a month.
Okay, I see. So
For 5 months.
chemotherapy, 5 cycles, 5 months. Okay, so it does sound like it was 5 cycles if you went each month. Okay, so chemotherapy, 5 cycles, and then I got pain medication, and then I had surgery and surgery as well. Alrighty, so I have chemotherapy, 5 cycles, pain medication, and surgery as well. And then, what would it be the treatment date? So would it be like a couple of days after you were diagnosed, like after October 25th of 2023? Was it like a couple of days after the 25th?
Yeah, it was November.
November. Okay, November. 2023.
Like November 2nd.
November 2nd. Okay. So I put treatment date, November 2nd of 2023. Now it's asking for your treating doctor name. Would that be the same doctor you provided earlier?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for that. So that would be Dr. Glenn L. Morgan. I'm going to put that here. Alrighty. Got the address here as well. 710 Cypress Creek Parkway. And I got the phone number you provided earlier as well, which is 281-985-5107. Okay. Alrighty. And then for the recorded line, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And then I have your first name here spelled as Amber, as in A-M-B-E-R.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then do you have a middle name initial we can put down?
L.
L as in Lima. Okay. So L. And yeah. Then thank you. And then for last name, I got Carter, spelled C-A-R-T-E-R.
That's correct.
Thank you so much for confirming that. And then do you have a suffix to your name, for example, like a junior, senior, the second?
No.
Thank you. And then in order for the attorneys to pull up your medical records, can you please provide me with your social security?
Okay. It's 253.
253.
Mm-hmm. 89. Mm-hmm. 1575.
I'm going to repeat this just to confirm if it's correct. I have 253-89-1575.
Yes.
Thank you for that. And then just confirm if I have the email here on file correctly. I have A as in Apple, dot Carter for your last name, 7325@gmail.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then your primary phone number I have here on file is 678-515-6593.
Yes.
Thank you. And is this a mobile phone number?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then, so what's basically is going to happen now, after we finish this intake here, we're almost done here. I'm going to hit the submit button. It's going to send over some documents that require some signatures on your end. As soon as you sign those documents, it's going to take a couple of business days for the attorneys to reach out to you to let you know the next steps. What would be the best contact preference for you, for them to contact you? Would it be phone, text, or email?
Probably text.
Polytext, okay. And then what would be the best time of day for you to expect that text? Would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Morning, okay. Alrighty, and now can I have your home address?
Sure, it's 23106 mm-hmm. Barrington, B-A-R-R-I-N-G-T-O-N, Bluff, B-L-U-F-F.
Trail. Mm-hmm. Oh, found it here. Thank you so much for that, for spelling that out for me. It made it so much easier to find that really quickly. So thank you. Yeah. Before I confirm the address I have, is this a apartment or a house? Like, is there any unit number or apartment letter or number?
No, it's a house.
It's a house. Okay. So I'm just going to repeat it back for you. I'm just going to put the state because they didn't populate it. That would be Texas. I don't know why it did not populate. Okay. There you go. So it's 23106 Barrington Bluff Trail. For the city, I got Spring. County, I have Harris County. And then state, of course, Texas. And zip code is 77373.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for that. All righty. We're almost done here. Just the last two questions. Do you have any, do you have a copy of your medical records?
No. I can probably get it from the hospital.
Okay, but no worries. No worries. But you do know they exist, though, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you know they exist. But if you were to able to obtain those medical records, how would you be able to provide these to the attorneys? Would it be through mail, electronically, or both? So it gives you three options.
Electronic.
Electronic is your best preference? Okay, no worries. And then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So this is totally optional. Amber, would you like to provide me with the emergency contact number?
Sure, it's 281.
Oh, before you do, does this emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
Does not live with
me. Does not live with you? Okay. All right, now you can provide me with their phone number, please.
It's 281.
281.
475.
475. Mm-hmm.
3792. 3792. Yes.
Thank you. And then what would be their first name?
Kirsten.
Can you spell that out for me?
Sure. It's K-E-I-R-S-C-O-N.
P-O-N?
T-O-N, Kirsten.
Okay. I got you. Thank you for that, Kirsten. So I have K-E-I-R-S-T-O-N.
Yes.
Thank you for that. And then what would be their initial of their last name?
C.
C as in cat. Okay, thank you for that. So I have their phone number and I have their name and an initial of their last name. Can I have their relationship towards you? Would it?
It's my sister.
Sister? Okay. Alrighty. Yeah. So that would complete the intake. I'm just gonna do. Just gonna briefly check over the whole intake. Make sure I didn't miss any sections on my end before I hit the send button. So bear with me. I'm gonna put you like on a 30-second to a minute hold. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. All right, everything looks great. I'm just going to hit the submit button now. All right, it says it went through successfully. I sent it through a text message and through your email as well, so it should come in through two different ways. It's under Guadalupe at masstortstrategies.com. Alrighty. And you did receive that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Just wanted to confirm. And then while you take a look at that, I'm going to put myself on mute. Call me over if you need help, but I'm going to be prepping up a text message to send over to you just with the attorney's information, okay? And it'll be on my direct number.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you for that. All right, Amber, I just saw it's completed on my end. I just hit the refresh button. You did a great job, okay, Amber? Basically, what's going to happen, like I said before, the attorneys are going to be reaching out to you in a couple of business days since you already signed it already. It shouldn't take too long. They should reach out to you probably at the end of this week. But you will have my direct number, so in case you have any other questions in the future regarding your case, you can feel free to text or call me, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Other than that, do you have any other more questions for me before I let you go, Amber?
No, I don't.
Oh, perfect, Amber. Well, you have a blessed day. It was a pleasure talking to you, and you have a great day, okay?
All right, you too. Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.